Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The LSU Tigers on an important, very important SEC series in Lexington against UK this weekend. First pitch tomorrow at 5:30 right here on WWL. LSU 1-8 in the SEC. Not good, Larry. Not good at all. If they have any hopes of turning around their season, they've got to get at least two from Kentucky, perhaps three. This weekend, we welcome in now Aaron Fitt, co-editor and national writer for D1Baseball.com. Aaron, would you agree there that if LSU hopes to turn around their season in any way, they've got to at least get two, potentially three against Kentucky this weekend to turn it around?
Yeah, no question. It's now or never time for LSU, and it seems crazy to say that in early April, but I mean, they're 1-8 in the SEC. You know, I mean, the reality is this is a very deep hole to dig out of in a very challenging conference. And if you look ahead on the schedule, and you know, LSU shouldn't look ahead of the schedule. They should take it, you know, one game at a time, just like Paul Maneri said the other day. But you've got South Carolina at Ole Miss, Arkansas the next three weekends. I mean, if they don't win this Kentucky series, I think things could really spiral out of control.
You mentioned how competitive the SEC is. How many teams, when it's all said and done, will be going to Omaha out of the SEC, by your estimations, Aaron?
I mean, you know, I think you can set the over and under 3.5 because I think 4 is the most any conference has ever had. And I'm going to take the over. You know, I think 4 is very reasonable for this league. And it wouldn't shock me if 5 teams got there. You know, I mean, I think if you're looking at college baseball this year, the thing that really stands out to me is that there's a lack of real obvious national title contenders outside the SEC. But if I'm looking at Vanderbilt, Arkansas, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Florida, you know, maybe Tennessee, maybe South Carolina. I mean, those teams all feel like Omaha caliber clubs if they play well at the right time. And I think right now Vanderbilt, Arkansas, and Ole Miss are the three favorites to win it all.
Aaron, how bothered would the NCAA be if 5 or 6 from the SEC are in Omaha?
You know, they'd probably be just fine with it because – the ratings, I think, would be pretty good for that. I mean, you know, look, college baseball, it's clear at this point the SEC is the conference where the most people care. It's the conference where the most teams are invested in their facilities and coaching salaries. It's where the most talent is. I mean, this is like, you know, Celtics, Lakers, you know, when it comes to college baseball. You get as many SEC teams as you can in there.
Now, Aaron, with that being said, where the LSU Tigers are at right now, and obviously we spalled. You look at history, you look at the SEC play. The worst for the program right now, 1-8 start since 1969. Now you got 27 games left on the schedule. And LSU tied for last in the SEC West with the Auburn Tigers. So, listen, high expectations for the LSU Tigers. But what is it like? How meaningful it is to go on the road in Lexington against Kentucky and to win at least 2 out of 3. I'm not saying you got to sweep them. Now, we went to Tennessee. Tennessee obviously has progressed and better than maybe people thought, how they've, you know, moved up in the rankings. You know, take care of business. But how disappointing going forward if you don't. So, to me, it's like playoff baseball, LSU and Kentucky, from an LSU perspective this weekend.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And look, this isn't, you know, the Kentucky team that a lot of the SEC is used to pushing around. I mean, these guys are pretty good. You know, I thought heading into the season they were going to have you know, one of the two or three or four best offenses in the league. And if they pitched or played defense at all, they were going to be very dangerous. And you look up and boy, I mean, Kentucky is pitching and they're playing defense. I mean, you bring in a couple of JUCO transfers up the middle. Ryan Ritter, shortstop, is a fun player to watch. He's really been a huge difference maker to kind of help that defense gel, because that was such a weak spot for them last year. And then a couple of their young arms, like Cole Stupp, you know, these guys are really maturing for them, growing up in a hurry. Ryan Hagenow, a true freshman, those are their top two starters. And then Zach Lee, I mean, all those guys are first or second year freshmen. They don't have any SEC experience before this season. And so far, so good. So I think Kentucky's dangerous, and this is not going to be an easy series, but it is a must-win series for LSU.
Aaron Fitt, co-editor, national writer for D1Baseball.com. Aaron, again, I hearken back on what you said earlier about how competitive the SEC is, and you talked about who can make it to Omaha, but more importantly, the successful teams, do you agree that the successful teams this year, at least it seems this way so far, are the teams that have experience? The younger teams like LSU are struggling. I think that's across the board. Is that fair to say?
You know, I think there's a lot of validity to that. There's no question. I mean, you look at some of the teams that have done well. I mean, Ole Miss, Arkansas, they do have some veteran guys they can lean on. You know, Vanderbilt might be the exception to that rule, because aside from Kumar Rocker, they don't really have anybody with significant experience remaining from that 2019 national title team. I mean, Jack Leiter, you know, as famous as he is, he never pitched an SEC game before this year because he was a true freshman last year and the season got canceled before conference play began. So, you know, and a lot of their lineup is like that too. They're guys that were there last year, but never even got to play in the SEC, you know, or guys that were there a couple of years ago, but were backups and, you know, didn't even have any playing time. So, you know, that is a team that doesn't have a lot of experience, and they look like the best team in the country. So I guess occasionally there's an exception here, but generally speaking, I do think you're right. I mean, teams that have holdovers from 2019 have done pretty well. And you look at Auburn, a team that has a whole bunch of guys back from an Omaha club in 2019, and they stink. So, I mean, go figure. Sometimes it's just right. Hard to figure this stuff out.
Now, you know, Aaron, when you look at when you got rotation and your starters Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday, that could be flexible and how Coach Benardi could tweak things. But to me, that was a significant loss, Jaden Hill. All of a sudden his elbow injury, he's not available, you know, going forward. So I'm not saying giving, you know, LSU a pass, but even with that occurring, with that significant injury, is that a fair assessment when you got LSU fans that say, well, I don't know, you know, because dealing with the pandemic, I think they're going to have the regional, super regionals. They're going to control that, the NCAA. But wouldn't you be, like, frustrated or disappointed if you're an LSU fan if the Tigers don't make the postseason? I'm just saying going to the dance as far as we're not hosting a regional or super regional, but LSU fans would be, like, almost shocked that we're not in the postseason, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I mean, because this team does have a lot of talent, you know, and heading into the season, you thought, okay, they're young in the lineup. We don't really know what to expect. How potent is this offense going to be? And, you know, they're second in the country in home runs. I mean, they're scoring runs. You know, Dylan Cruz and Trey Morgan are true freshmen who are stars, and Cade Doty's really come into his own. I mean, they do have firepower there, and heck, I mean, we know they have talent on the mound, even without Jaden Hill, and that's a huge loss. Don't get me wrong. You're talking about a first-round arm here. I mean, any team would be hurt when you lose a guy like that, but he struggled. I mean, he wasn't having a good year, and that was a big reason for LSU struggles as a whole, frankly. Like, they needed that guy to be a horse for them in the rotation. And so, you know, now you still have Landon Marceau. You still have A.J. Labus. I mean, you still have a couple of guys that you can really rely upon in that rotation. I still like the depth of the staff. There is talent here. I mean, there's no question if this team doesn't make a regional. And they're sure, you can make excuses for them. They're young, or, you know, right. Now you lose Jaden Hill. I mean, you can make excuses, but the bottom line is you're LSU. You have a very talented roster. If you don't make a regional, it's a major disappointment.
With that being said, Aaron Fitt, co-editor and national writer for D1Baseball.com, if they have the right to be upset, LSU baseball fans are very proud of that program, and they're used to having success. And there's a degree of those fans that feel like because of they have LSU on the front of their jersey, it's an automatic bid into Omaha. If it doesn't work out where they miss the postseason, is Paul Maneri on the hot seat, or the immediate hot seat, or do you think he should get another year to see if he can turn it around?
No, he's going to be on the hot seat for sure in 2022.
I mean immediate hot seat. Like, in other words, like Jeopardy loses his job.
I don't think this year, but I think for sure next year. What do you think, Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I hate speculating about this stuff, especially a guy that's had as much success as Paul has. I mean, you know, he's won a national title. I realize that LSU fans want to win the title every year, but it is hard to do it nowadays. You know, there's a lot of competition. There's a lot of teams that really care about college baseball. I think the guy's one of the greatest coaches of the era, you know, and heck, I mean, they've still been good basically every year. I mean, they almost always are in the postseason. They very often, you know, are making deep postseason runs.
Yeah. Not to interrupt, Aaron, to drive your point home even further, there was a stretch where for six straight years they were a top eight national seed.
Well, right. I mean, that's hard. I don't think LSU fans understand how hard that is to do. And then, you know, if you've done that, that means you've had a great year. And then you just got to hope that you're playing your best baseball in the postseason. And I've always thought that's kind of a crapshoot. You know, it's not the best team that wins at all. It's the hottest team. You know, so, I mean, I'm a Maneri defender. I think the guy is a very brilliant motivator. And he has a knack for finding, you know, the right buttons to push right when it matters most. I mean, probably right about this time of year, every year he pulls some lever and throws somebody in the fire that we've never heard of, and this guy becomes a star and, like, helps spark something. So, like, I bet that could happen this week. I mean, it feels like we're due for that Maneri magic right now.
Well, Aaron, listen, you got to listen. We get spoiled, high expectations. You look at Skip Bertman, what he accomplished, and then we had smoke and all that. It went up in smoke, so to speak. So all I know is Coach Maneri, when people say, like, we need to go in a different direction, you better watch what you wish for.
It sends me and Bobby into a complete, I mean, mind melt. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me right now.
The only thing, Aaron, you know what I would say about that? Is that I don't know how long Coach Maneri wants to coach, and you get older and all that. But to humble people in general, if LSU Tigers don't appreciate Coach Maneri, I'd want him to go to Alabama and turn the Crimson Tide baseball program around. That's blasphemy around here. I said, okay, you remember Saban? Look, Alabama basketball is relevant. What if their baseball program is relevant because of Paul Maneri? You know what? And then I would be on this show and say, okay, you remember what I would always talk about? You want to run Paul Maneri out of town? You better watch what you wish for.
Amen. I mean, I'm with you 100%. I think LSU fans don't know how good they got it with that guy.
Aaron Fitt, co-editor, national writer for D1Baseball.com. Aaron, before I let you run, give me a team outside the SEC that you feel like could surprise if they get to Omaha.
Well, you know, I think there are some teams out west that maybe it's easy to sleep on because the West just doesn't have the kind of the glitz and glamour of the SEC when it comes to college baseball. But, you know, I still think UCLA is dangerous, and they've not had a good first half, I mean, relative to what we were expecting. But I would keep an eye on them. I'd keep an eye on Arizona. You know, East Carolina, if you're looking for a kind of mid-major team, they've had a really good first half, and they look like a pretty complete club. Offense, defense, pitching is all there. So that's one to definitely keep an eye on.
Aaron Fitt, co-editor, national writer for D1Baseball.com, does a great job. Aaron, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Aaron.
Guys, my pleasure.
All right, this is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.